In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Riznall. Friday, the 13th of October. Good as always to have you along, everybody. You know, it's an interesting thing that's happening here in the Trump era. So many of the big issues that we are talking about are ones where there is really no daylight at all between the economic and political calculations that seem to be at play. Like, way less daylight than usual. It's always tight, right? But we are going to talk about that as a way to get going on this Friday. Rachel Abrams is at the New York Times. Lee Gallagher is at Fortune Magazine. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
Lee, let me start with you and riff off the news a little bit, right? We had the healthcare decision by the president that we're going to have a news spot on later. We have the Iran decision by the president that we're going to have another news spot on later. But I want to ask you about the larger context of this thing. You roll those two items in with the DACA immigration thing, and it seems like the president is punting a lot of big economic issues, right? Healthcare and immigration, the labor force, to Congress, which has not, oh, by the way, been all that productive. What gives?
Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what's happening. And, you know, it allows him to make these big, bold statements like, you know, no potholes anywhere ever again. And, you know, Iran is a fanatical regime, and then just kicking it over. And so, you know, he's appealing to his base, of course, with those statements. But, you know, Congress is in a real pinch. It's fractured, you know, increasingly. And the stakes are high because of health care not passing and because of any failure will dramatically impact reelection results. So it's a tense time.
And also, Rachel, not to keep an eye on the calendar, but I went and I counted today. I think there are 28 legislative days left between now and the end of the year. And oh, by the way, we have to pass a budget. We have a debt limit thing coming up, and Congress has plenty on its plate.
Yeah, that's the case. That's true. And I think one of the big concerns, at least for the Trump administration, is tax reform, which they've been talking about and which
I forgot to mention that. Yeah, that's totally true.
There's been so much more pressure on tax reform, especially after the failure of the Republicans to get anything done on health care. They're looking at the calendar. They're seeing that we're going to close out 2017 without a big legislative win. And that's putting even more pressure to pass something that it's not even clear that even within the Republican Party, there's a clear coalition that can get behind one piece of tax reform legislation.
So, Lee, let me ask you this, actually, just to riff on that for a second. Steven Mnuchin, the Secretary of the Treasury, said again this morning that he thinks he's going to have a tax bill on the president's desk by the end of the year. Goldman Sachs and a lot of other analysts on Wall Street are discounting that Congress is going to get anything done on taxes. What are the odds that they do something and call it a win and then move on? You know, spitball.
I don't know. I mean, Goldman puts it as a 65% chance it goes through. I mean, that feels high. You know, maybe in 2018 something happens. It's hard to think that anything is going to happen or certainly go through by the end of this year. And I think the market's pricing that in. The market's pricing in reform, but I don't think I don't think it's pricing it happening this year.
Yeah. Rachel, let me pivot here for just a second and talk about the IMF and the World Bank. They came out with the IMF specifically came out with global growth forecast. The global economy doing fine, expected to grow about 3.6% in the coming year. The United States, despite what the president and Secretary Mnuchin and Gary Cohn say, looking at about 2% growth rate. It is not a positive thing that we are lagging the rest of the planet.
No, but I also think that this administration has really championed the fact that they are pro-growth, that they've got all these deregulation policies that are going to help businesses. I think that's also, just speaking to your markets question, why are the markets reacting the way they are? I think there are a lot of other things at play here that are giving companies, making them optimistic, such as deregulation.
Yeah.
The markets love gridlock. So there are a lot of other things that are making some investors pretty optimistic.
You know, that's a really good point, right? We used to talk about that a lot, gridlock and how the markets love it. And now we're sort of seeing things happening under the surface, Rachel, right? We're seeing all this regulatory stuff, and maybe that's what they're banking on.
Deregulation is certainly making a lot of big businesses happy. We're seeing it everywhere, especially, even as we inch closer to maybe dismantling NAFTA, that's encouraging to a lot of, or just that could be something that is encouraging to some businesses, although obviously not others, could slow growth.
Well, so Lee, just on that thing about pulling back from the rest of the planet, right? We had the president say again this week that he might just pull out of NAFTA because he wants to. He's already pulled out of the TPP. We're out of UNESCO now. I mean, this is even more now than it was 8 or 9 months ago, a unilateral administration, certainly economically.
Absolutely. And just back to the point about 3%, I mean, that's not really possible here. It's just not. There's just no way. I mean, when you look at our productivity, that's the whole Make America Great Again. But it is physically impossible right now. And so, you know, 2% is something that didn't seem possible not so long ago.
Right.
So I think we all just have to rein in expectations a little bit. I think many people have.
Yeah, but just to talk about why that matters for a second, they are banking on 3% economic growth to pay for the tax cuts, right? They say the growth is going to help those tax cuts pay for themselves, and that's simply not going to happen.
Yes, that's the whole argument, it's the whole theory.
That's the whole smash.
But it's impossible.
Right. Lee Gallagher at Fortune Magazine and Rachel Abrams from the New York Times in New York on a Friday. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.